Boss Ladies. So I wanted to do a little follow-up on the episode that I did the other day on three lessons on taking chances. And I wanted to talk to you about just the practical application so that you can see that this stuff really does work. So in the past week, I had the amazing opportunity to participate in a global LinkedIn Live. It was like a first of its kind where we had a whole panel discussing certain things around the future of work and the future of HR. It was a Hacking HR event, and it was LinkedIn Live broadcast all over the world. So we had literally people from all over the world tuning in, listening to what a small select group of us had to say about the impact of technology on work and the gig economy and remote working and just the impact on humanity in terms of impending singularity. So it was this whole thing. And I mean, we can write books and have conferences about this stuff because there's so much to say. And I was joined on this panel by really amazing people that like just blew me away. And you know, that imposter syndrome kind of kicks in, you know, like you start thinking, wow, you know, am I in the right place? Because these people are super smart. But the truth of the matter is that I was in the right place and that I'm just as super smart as the other people on the panel. We all brought different things to the mix, right? So if we look back at that episode on taking chances and just some of the lessons that I've learned, I just want to show you how this stuff really works. So firstly, how I landed up on that panel in the first place was because I put myself out there. Remember the lesson about opportunity dancers with those already on the dance floor? This is exactly what happened. Because I'm putting myself out there all the time and I'm creating content and I'm sharing my experiences and my learning, specifically in the corporate HR space and the leadership space, there are certain people who take notice. And you actually do get invited to participate in certain things or to be interviewed for podcasts. Or, you know, coming up now in June, I'm moderating like a 2-day conference. It's one of the top 20 HR conferences in the world. So amazing opportunities come to you when you actually put yourself out there. So you really do need to get over that imposter syndrome and that negative self-talk that is trying to convince you that you're not good enough and that there's people who are so much smarter than you. You know what? There are people who are smarter than you, and there's people who are, you know, prettier than you, or whatever it is that you want to measure yourself against, more successful than you, wealthier than you, keep a better home than you do, fitter than you, stronger than you. There's always going to be people who are doing better than you in a certain area of their life. And that's fine. That doesn't mean that you need to put yourself down. That's just something to aspire to and to help you to get to the next level. So the thing about putting yourself out there and taking chances, opportunity dancing with those already on the dance floor, is really, really true. And the whole thing about quietening your inner self-critic and just seeing yourself for who you truly are is very, very useful. So what I'd like to invite you to do, if you haven't done it already, is like a really old school business school trick, right? It's this exercise that you do. It's called a SWOT analysis. And the SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And it's an analysis that we can do on a business. It's an analysis that we can do on a new strategic initiative. It's also an analysis that we can do on ourselves. So I would like to invite you to do that analysis on yourself and go and list all of your strengths and all of the things that are great about you and that make you the amazing person that you are. And then get honest about your weaknesses and the areas where you really can improve, okay? And then actually go and look at some of the opportunities that you have right now, groups that you can join, you know, social media groups that you can join, that you can follow, that you can interact with, where you can find coaches and mentors and just like-minded people who are going to help you level up. And you can also list the threats. And I can promise you, the threats are most likely, when we do a SWOT analysis on like a business or something, the threats are often both internal and external, right? We've got, you know, toxic culture, and we've got bad leadership and things like that internally. And then externally, we've got competitors in the market and things like that. When we're doing a SWOT analysis on ourselves, usually the threats are all internal. There's not really that many external threats. It's not like, you know, you're playing in the digital, TV space and Netflix is coming for you, right? So your biggest threat really is your self-limiting beliefs. All of the things that you've told yourself since you were a little kid that have convinced you that maybe you're not good enough, you're not strong enough, you don't deserve whatever it is that you're going for. So that's one of your biggest threats and probably the biggest thing that's going to hold you back. And we're going to be, in the next couple of months, we're going to be working on undoing some of those self-limiting beliefs and those things that really threaten our success and keep us from truly thriving. But for now, I would like you to focus on the positive. I would like you to go and list everything that makes you amazing. And I would like you to list for yourself the things that you would like to work on. And you can do personality tests around this. You can do all kinds of assessments. You can speak to your friends, you know, and ask them, what do they love about you? And what about you, you know, bugs them? What irritates them about you? And you can actually then use those things to start working on some kind of a plan. And we will talk in the next couple of episodes around how we actually turn that list of strengths and weaknesses and opportunities and threats, how we actually turn that into a plan. But for now, I want you to think about everything that makes you amazing. And I want you to think about one thing that you can do, one opportunity that you can reach for. Put yourself out there, be completely fearless. And remember that the worst thing that can happen is that someone can say no. And that's not really the end of the world, because there's so many opportunities out there and there's so many things that you can do. And the only thing that is standing between you and a world of opportunities is that nagging little bitch baby inside of you that tells you that you're not good enough. It's your fear. And we're going to help you to conquer that. I'll chat to you again.